later. Coming up here just shortly here, we'll have... Oh, we got another guest. Come on in. Oh, okay. All right. Stay out there then. Don't come in here. All right. We're going to get into this Tony Izzo. I have very, very damaging news, folks, on this diploma that he gave us. Damaging news. It has been confirmed, and I'll tell you what the confirmation was when we return here after the 4 o'clock hour. Let's get back to Janet on line 3.
Are you a Chugach Electric customer? If so, you're more than a customer. You're a member and owner. Each year, you have the opportunity to elect members of the board of directors that oversee your utility. Look for the Vote Now packet recently mailed to all member owners. Complete your ballot, place it in the enclosed envelope, sign the envelope, and drop it in the mail. No postage needed. So exercise your right as an owner, because your vote has power. Brought to you by Chugach Electric Association, your cooperative, your right to vote.
And the bass keeps running, running, and 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 running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
You're listening to the Eddie Burke Show. Call 274-KBYR or toll free at 1-800-866-610-KBYR or log on to www.kbyr.com. KBYR.com for the blog and more from Smart Radio AM 700 KBYR.
A body and soul, don't move too fast, we'll just take it slow.
4:08 in the afternoon. What's that?
Those two girls are still on, or?
No, no, they're gone. They're all gone. 4:08 in the afternoon, as I said, 41 degrees. Stick around at 5 o'clock. Of course, we have CBS 11 KTVA News, and immediately following the news is Glenn Beagle. I'll tell you what, I've been listening more to Glenn Beagle. He's a pretty funny guy, you know, because he kind of has that serious personality, but he cracks it up. That's cool. And Glenn always covers a lot of things. It'd be interesting to listen to Glenn and his point of view on things. And, of course, after Glenn at 6 o'clock, there's the Mark Levin Show, and I encourage you to tune in for that also. All right, as many of you know, over the last few days, I have been looking into this diploma issue with Tony Izzo. Now, Tony Izzo, for those of you who weren't listening or new to the program, Tony Izzo is an individual who is running for the Chugach Electric Board. Now, there is Uwe Klinka, Liz Vasquez, and Rebecca Logan on one side, and then Tony Izzo, Mark Wiggin, and Miss Reiser, I believe that's how I pronounce her last name, are on the other side. Now, those folks have been kind of coined as the IBEW candidates, and Uwe Klinka and Liz Vasquez and Rebecca Logan have been coined kind of the pro-consumer candidates. Now, that's mostly an editorial, but that's kind of how the two sides have been coined. So from the IBEW side, Mr. Tony Izzo, there has been skepticism about the legitimacy of his diploma from LaSalle University out of Philadelphia. Well, the first thing that took place was there was contacts made to Mr. Izzo via written and a phone conversation that I tried to do through Mark Wiggin to verify his diploma. And he was given those opportunities to do that, and then he didn't. And then I brought it up on this show 2 days ago, and the first piece of evidence that we had was that there was a research done on that diploma. And it's called Degree Verify Certificate, National Student Clearinghouse, Sunrise Valley Drive, Virginia, studentclearinghouse.org. And what it does is it requests, you give the people the information, the college and all, and they research this. Well, in Mr. Izzo's case, the status came back as unable to confirm. So... there was an original suspicion, And then when the search was done, the search was unable to verify it, and so the suspicion obviously rose. The next part of it was when Mr. Izzo did call my program and discuss it with me after several attempts to get him to ship me over a fax over a diploma. He couldn't do that, but he wanted to provide me this, what I guess would refer to as a transcript. Well, after first looking at the transcript, I had no other choice but to say, well, according to the transcript, looks like he graduated at first look. And so I gave Mr. Izzo the benefit of the doubt and told the listeners, after we had questioned him, later in the program, after he faxed over, told listeners that he had a university diploma from LaSalle University. And then I took that transcript and I laid out some questions for the registrar to look at. And those questions were consistent with what the diploma or what the transcripts look like. For instance, I asked, do you have a seal? Is there a seal that's placed on the diploma? She said, yes, it's a raised seal. Okay, there's no seal or anything from this fax that's visible. She says, we also have a logo in the top left-hand corner. Well, there's no logo on these transcripts. The question was, does your transcripts reflect course numbers? And the answer was yes. But unfortunately, these transcripts had no course numbers on it. There was a question about date, award date. And this award date was awarded on 12/31/99. Well, directly from the registrar's office, they have no award dates. In fact, your words, that would be extremely unlikely. We've never done something like that. The award dates are always September, May, and they're on the 15th because that's the semester's the way it works. So there was never any award date. Also, there was asked that, is your address or the university's name on here? She says, no, not the address, the registrar said, not the address, but the name of the university would be on here. And that wasn't, is not on here either. So there was, out of about 12 or 14 questions, they came to the point to where we lined out these questions, and we just found out that this diploma was a fraud, absolutely a fraud. Now, I know I'm going on a little bit, but I'm trying to give people an understanding that weren't listening to this, an idea about all of the legwork that's been going on in there, all the research that's been going on this thing. Because listen, I'm not here to bust people's chops, and the proof is not here. So finally today, the third or fourth step in this long story is that we sent this transcript, this document that was provided to me by Mr. Izzo via the fax to the university, to Denise, HEIGOLD, Administrative Assistant, Academic Records at the university, and she said, and listen to my quote, an email came back, after reviewing the attached document that you sent to me, I confirmed that this document is not from our university. It's not from our university.
Liar. He's a liar.
Mr. Izzo, you have lied to this community. You have lied to me, which is really not a big deal, but you have lied to the people who you stand for election. You have said in your campaign that you have a Bachelor of Science degree, And by the documents that you have provided me, that is simply a lie. And there's no way else to explain it. I have done everything that would be known to mankind.
You've gone above and beyond.
I've gone way, way out. Because listen, more important than it is to him is I want to establish credibility with listeners. And if I'm wrong on something like this, trust me, I'm going to look like, heck, I'd probably get fired. And so, you know, out of respect to the listeners and out of respect to this station and KBYR, you know, I did everything I could. I provided Mr. Izzo every opportunity there was in order to for him to come forward and establish that this document was true. Quite frankly, I'm pretty disappointed. Because I tell you what, I like giving people benefit of the doubt because I haven't lived a perfect life either. But, Mr. Izzo, you're a friggin' liar. That's all I got to tell you, buddy. We'll be back.
So what are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call.
Dial 274-KBYR or toll free
1-866-610-KBYR.
Eddie Burke is awaiting your call
on Smart Radio AM 700.
KBYR. Spin our thread, and now, heard around the world on KBYR.com.
Whatever happened to just flipping somebody to Burke?
This is the Eddie Burke Show.
Can you believe the sass coming out of his mouth?
Talk radio for the rest of us.
421, 41 degrees in the afternoon. Let's go right to the phones. First of all, before I take the caller, I want to express to people, I want to express to all of you, that I'm not concerned. I could care less whether a guy graduated from college or not. That's not the issue. The issue is he lied about graduating from college. I mean, heck, I only have a GED. Okay? But if I came on this radio station and told you I have a Bachelor of Science degree, and you found out, and I kept, you know, I've got a Bachelor of Science degree or whatever, this and that, what would you think? You're like, wait a minute, Eddie, you friggin' knucklehead. We didn't care whether or not you graduated from college, but if you lie about it, folks only need to go back as far as Linda Garrison. Let's go right to the phone calls. 274-5297. Let's go to Warren on line two.
No, Paul.
Paul, well, you don't have Paul up, so.
I'm sorry.
All right, Paul on line one. All right, we'll go to Warren. Paul, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
How you doing? Hey, look, I want to walk this real carefully. I just want to know. Now, Mr. Izzo, is that how I'm pronouncing his name right?
That's correct. Izzo.
Okay, Mr. He was heading up NSTAR. Is that correct? The
that
senior
is correct.
Management position.
That's correct.
Well, he would have never gotten that job. I'm certain if he hadn't lied about getting a degree.
I would assume that I would be unable to walk in there with my GED and get that job.
Yeah, and me as a formal investigator, even I wouldn't be able to walk in there and get that job because I'm not qualified to do. And so this is the man that had a lot to do with raising our rates by three times while at NSTAR, three times in a one-year period, so that he's almost putting people out of our homes to try to pay the heat. This is the man who lied about having a degree and lied about, obviously, his business acumen, and that's number one. Number two is this is a man that has now asked the voters to vote for him to get after he's done this with NSTAR and screwed us. This is the man that is now asking us to vote for him. I'm not blaming the slate of candidates he's running with. I'm blaming him.
Sure.
I'd leave them out, unless they knew about it. I'd leave them out of it. They have nothing to do with it.
I don't think they did. I think they had confidence in him and he failed them.
Yeah. And so this idiot goes up there. Now he's asking the voters to give him a job at NSTAR, running that utility.
Well, Chugach board.
And then, what I want to know is also, and I mean, this is crazy. And then what I want to know is, Has anybody, have you called John Tracy or anybody over at Channel 2?
Well, I'm not in the business of calling around people to get other people to pick up my story. If other people want to call, let me say this. There was a large press release that went out today to all the media outlets, and you know, it's up to them whether or not they want to carry this story forward. This story originated here, and if they want to carry it forward, they're more than happy to do it. I'll make myself available to the press, so, you know, that's it. All right. Hey, Paul, I got some other folks lining up on the calls. I do appreciate it.
And by the way, I really think that this guy should help me pay my NSTAR bill once in a while. I could forgive him if he helps me with my NSTAR bill now. That'd be pretty cool.
Yep. I appreciate that, Paul.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's an interesting deal. All right, let's go to Warren on line two. Warren, you there for me?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Ed?
Hey, how you doing?
Fine. This Ed, you know, this falls under the same category I've been saying all the time. Good old boy, affirmative action program, you know? And the thing about it, it's a conservative good old boy affirmative action program, because a lot of times they don't really have to qualify for a job. They're shoo-in just because what the ethnic group that they are. But yet still, you know, guys like me, you know, we'll get the runaround. We have to raise the bar way up there to get a job.
Warren, I just want to say one
boy,
thing.
They get right in there.
Warren, I like to say one thing right now. You are right on this issue. You're not going to hear me say that very often, Warren, but
that's how Ed got his job.
Yeah, because I'm white.
And he has no degree.
And I have no degree. Actually, they were looking. Actually, Warren, they were looking for the least qualified person, and that's how I got this new radio
job.
It was
least qualified with the biggest mouth.
Yeah.
Is how,
well, that's
how
it.
You got here.
Hey, Ed.
And there was one other stipulation. You had to be unfamiliar with the English language. We got to go to a break here pretty quick. Tony Izzo, you know, if folks want to call me or something, I don't know, whatever. That's all up to you guys. This is my show, and this is something I'm doing. And if the other media outlets want to do something about it, I mean, this is news. A guy running for the Chugach board has lied about a diploma. Well, maybe he got one. Maybe he really does have. Maybe this is from LaSalle, like in the Philippines. Someplace over in Indonesia. You know what I mean? They probably have a LaSalle University over there. I know that's where this came from. Oh, I know where it came from. Came out of Louisiana. One of them internet diploma. I gotta go, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, we're some other information about this this Tony Izzo. The registrar's office in this diploma issue said that she has seen two or three, she's been there a couple years, and they've seen two or three of these fraudulent diplomas come in. So Mr. Izzo's not alone. He has other individuals out there that have joined him in this same
university
activity. Yeah. So wherever this university is, you know, maybe Mr. Izzo could give us a call and explain exactly where he got this diploma. This is pretty embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. I don't care about that. It's a pretty big disappointment, I think, to this community. You know, you just can't lie about where you got, about your graduation. You just don't do that. I mean, people lie about a lot of things. Women lie about their weight, right? That's just what women do. Men lie about things too. You know, I don't want to get into it, but we lie. But, you know, there's children in the listening. But so, you know, we all lie a little bit, okay? But you don't lie about your diploma.
especially when you're heading up a huge company. I mean, come on.
Let's go with Edwina. Edwina, on line one, go ahead.
Hey, Eddie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, I think I'm not all that surprised that you have learned what you have about Mr. Izzo. His attitude the other day was, I guess I would call it arrogant. And
yeah.
I was kind of, I was almost relieved when you said he really did have a degree, but still suspicious.
Yeah. You know,
you know, the funny thing about it is I don't think you have to have a degree to be on the Chugach Electric Board.
No, you don't.
And I'm, you know, curious, why would he even put himself out there like that? I mean, it this must be ego, or he couldn't resist the temptation to try to impress people or something. I don't get it.
Well, this is my understanding maybe of it, and a little bit is my own guessing, and if people allow me to do that. This started back in 99. I think this started back when somewhere revolved around his job with Instar and all. And I think that's when it kind of came about. And so when you start this lie, oh, golly, I got to fix it, you know. And so then you got to go out and you fix that. Well, then, you know, once you started the lie, you know how it goes. We've all been children. We've all done. And next thing you know, you got to keep fixing it. You got to keep trying to hold the water in, so to speak, and the dam. And pretty soon, you know, I don't believe there's any secrets in the world. And everything comes out. And so it just popped its head finally. And there's been suspicion around his academic success for, several years. And nobody has ever really got into it to the point to where we have. And so, you know, this is the end result.
Right. Well, I don't know. Mr. Izzo is a curious character. He supposedly resigned from NSTAR to pursue greater things. I mean, are these the greater things he wanted to do?
Well, there is question about all what took place when he resigned from NSTAR. And there's some, you know, people have their own opinions about it. And, you know, I guess I've given my opinion enough that I don't know if I need to give any more about the reasons why he was resigned. But there's suspicion and controversy around that, where whether or not he was really asked to leave, and did it have anything to do with this diploma issue? And
right.
So,
I've noticed that these CEOs who resign, it seems like more often than not they were actually technically fired, but were allowed to save face in some way. I don't know, is this the fired CEO's club or what? What is it?
Well, it's often good for the company and for the CEO to just have a handshake and everybody goes their own way, because then, you know, there's no press about it, there's no stink about it, and it's just a better way to do business in the corporate world. And if you can kind of depart without raising too much stink, then it's really, the corporation looks at it as it's not worth, you know, like spilling the whole beans, because it really doesn't amount to it really, there's no benefit in it, so to speak.
Well, perhaps, except that, you know, Mr. Izzo has been allowed to go on about his way in the community, you know, in with some sort of stature. I mean, you know, he's on every board and committee and the chamber and all these things, and giving prestigious reports to the state, and, you know, and it's all a sham. I mean, it's
right.
Total deception for the community.
Right.
And to say something in his candidate statement like he has said, "I'm hardworking, ethical, and will be proud," just makes me ill.
Well, actually, and two, now this is maybe I'm stretching a little bit, but he says in that pamphlet, he says that he has a degree, but he doesn't say where he got it.
Well, most people would assume that it's a real degree, not one that was purchased.
Well, you know, because most people say, I mean, at least all, you know, like, you know, people know I didn't graduate from college, so I wouldn't have that opportunity to put it on any of my resume, but you generally see I have a Bachelor of Science or from the University of Colorado or wherever, you know. I mean, people, I always see, and then like the school teacher that called me the other day, he says, "You know where my diploma's at?" Because Mr. Izzo couldn't get his. He goes, "You know where my diploma's at? It's on the office wall." I mean,
well, yeah, you know, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's
because
for people.
Because he worked hard to get it.
Right. I mean, those are types of. If I had a diploma, a college diploma, heck, I'd hang it on my office wall. The only thing I got hanging on my office wall is where I gave people money and they gave me a nice thing, you know.
Right. Well, the issue really is not, as you said, not the degree. It's this deception and the degree of deception, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, he's gone all out calling your show and faxing you a false document. I mean, is this the kind of guy that you think will do something right for you?
Man, I can't do it. You know, I mean, I gave this guy all kinds of benefit of the doubt. I told people that I had a document in my hand. I mean, and I, you know, sometimes people got a little intuitions. And I'm like you, Edwina. I knew there was something suspicious. He sent me this, and it took all I could to say it, you know, over there. But I didn't believe it. I really didn't. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do, right? You gotta give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Well,
right.
You know.
Well, it's out there now, and I know who I'm voting for, and it's not Mr. Izzo.
No. And yeah. I don't think you should have.
I know who's doing a good job.
Rebecca Logan, Liz Vasquez, and Uwe Kalinka. And, you know, I like that Mark Wiggin guy. I really do. I like him personally. I don't really like probably the policies that he would do with Chugach, and I'm a customer, and so. But anyways, all right, Edwina, thank you so much for the conversation. 274-5297. We'll be right back.
Hey, out of the two chubby bald guys on the air in the afternoon here in Anchorage, you've made the right choice. Keep listening to The Eddie Burke Show on Smart Radio AM 700. KBYR. Spinard Bread, and now, heard around the world on KBYR.com.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
This is the Eddie Burke Show.
Well, the truth is that every man struggles with middle age in his own unique way.
Talk radio for the rest of us.
Oh, no. That was some funny stuff off the air. 4:50 in the afternoon. 41 degrees. Hope everybody has a good weekend. We're getting ready to push it up here to the top of the hour, 5 o'clock, KTBA, CBS 11 News, or CBS 11 News, KTBA. We'll come on here at 5, of course, and then 5:30, best half hour in news and talk, Glenn Beagle Show. Please, I encourage you to stick around. And then after that, of course, the Mark Levin Show. So stick around for that also. And we want to thank especially Sleeper Insurance, 344-3301. If you need any insurance at all, give them a holler. You know, Z-Man and I, we were talking off the break, and he goes, and so I go, yeah, we got a job for Mr. Izzo. He could be a guidance counselor. Like I'm thinking, you know, he could guide people to how to get a fraudulent diploma. Because, see, I was thinking that'd be kind of cool. I need, like, a journalism degree. Or is there like, a degree for radio or anything like that?
Yeah, it's a journalism degree.
You just get a journalism degree? Right. Okay, communications degree. That's it. All right. Z-Man, as the producer, I want you to find someplace on the Internet where they'll make me up a diploma.
Yeah, in a week you're gonna have a doctorate.
I'm gonna hang it on the wall. I'm gonna hang it on a wall here.
Yeah, he'd make a great guidance counselor.
Yeah,
you know?
All the
students can come in and they can sit him down and say, hey, what do you want to do? No problem. I'll print you up one. And
yeah,
and you can, if I can do it, can do it.
But now, hey,
if Izzo can do it, then anybody can do
Izzo.
It.
Izzo Diploma Factory.
Right, and he can, you know. Head of NSTAR,
yeah.
On the board of Chudiak.
There you go.
I mean, sure,
I could be
not?
I'm in a gas station owner working with my hands. I've been in the Navy, man. Just think. I could have got me one of those diplomas and went in the Navy as an officer.
Right. You could be president of the United States.
What the heck did I do?
I don't know, man. Izzo should be...
Izzo guy is a smart guy.
Yeah, we're thinking he's stupid, you know, for sending over this fake document.
I wonder how much money a year he made. How much money a year he made over at NSTAR?
I wonder too.
$150 grand a year, something like that, probably.
He's a genius, this guy. You
I'm
know,
telling you, man.
I've gone to school for 25 years. I'm in debt, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and all you got
to
do
you is... You and your wife going to nursing school, SNIS, and all that.
All that
You've worked hard. You know, you raised a real... We're joking around here and all. We're being sarcastic, of course. But you brought up a good point, Z-Man. Here is that people who... And I really wish I would have done it. But they decided to go to college. They went to school every day. They played by the rules. They pay the money. They're in debt. They got the student loans. They time away from their family, which is, you know, hey, people in college, I guess, have fun. That's all the movies I see. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's all a lie.
But, you know, like, what was that movie back, I don't know, years ago with the guy from...
Wild House or Animal House?
Animal House.
That's not how college was.
That's the kind of college I need to go to. But you know, there's people that do spend a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of hard work, a lot of late hours, sacrifice and all, to go to college. And, you know, for somebody to circumvent that really says, and it was you that kind of brought that to my attention, because you know what it's like, your wife, your young couple, with the child and all, you guys are trying to balance work with college and all that, and it's tough. And here this guy go ahead and circumvents what you've worked hard for, and, you know, it's jacked up, just to be spinard about it. It is. It's a pretty sad deal. So, shame on you, Tony Izzo. But you know what? These phone lines are open, and he's welcome to call here anytime he likes to maybe explain it. But if you're just tuning in, Tony Izzo, who's a candidate on the Chugach Electric Board, I got a letter back from the registrar today. Her name is Denise Heelgold, and after reviewing the attached document that you sent to me, I confirmed that this document is not, I mean, bold caps, not from our university. And this is from LaSalle University out of Philadelphia. And, you know, that's the only thing I can tell you. That's it. 274-5297. What, I mean, I just in the last few minutes of the program, I wonder what people we should do. I wonder what people's thoughts are. Like, okay, how do you think this ought to be handled? What would you do? What do you think should be done about this? What's your comments? 274-5297. I'm really interested in hearing how we should handle this, or maybe how the Chugach board should handle it. I mean, let's just say, what if he wins? What if he was to actually win? Because some of these ballots, most of these ballots have already been on people's, in their mailbox for over a week now. So many people have had the opportunity to vote without knowing. All right, let's go to Gary on line one, 274-5297. Gary, you there?
You know, this is from research I did a few years ago when Ben Stevens was on the board of NSTAR.
Right.
You know, the board of directors used to get $12,000. They appointed Ben Stevens, and they jumped the fees to $75,000.
Wow.
He got his money in deferred comp, and it ended up to be like $126,000 the next year.
Wow.
So that, I'm assuming. Also, NSTAR, during the same time, Murkowski's tax bill or oil gas line bill, there was an exemption for NSTAR, and that something to do with the Kenai refinery was worth, I think it was hundreds of millions, but it was millions of dollars, so you figure it out.
You know, you raise an interesting point. Does this go back to, you know, actually Warren brought it up a little bit, you know, the cronyism, you know, and it doesn't matter what all the bad people do, as long as you're in power, hey, we're going to take care of you. I mean, this is stuff that we expect to happen in Mexico and some more third world countries. I'm not saying that Mexico is actually a third world country, but, you know, it is. Anyways, you know, that's the thing, stuff you hear about. That's the stuff you don't expect, but we're hearing more and more. I mean, from Ben Stevens. I mean, look what Ben Stevens did on the Special Olympics. He got a $300,000, $150,000?
No, he got $1.2 million over 3 years.
That's right. You're right. From Special Olympics. I was on the board of Special Olympics. I was the budget chairman. We never received a red penny. But what Ben Stevens did is he had the fishing industry pump a bunch of money into Special Olympics, and then Special Olympics paid him. If that ain't laundering money, I don't know what is.
35 years in Alaska, like, my conclusion is most professionals up here, Everybody's a crook.
Yeah. All right, Gary, thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Let's go to Lori on line two. Lori, you there?
We got to ask the Regulatory Commission. What are we paying our board of directors? Did he say now $75,000 per year? They approve it. We got Murkowski in the middle of this. We got this guy who doesn't have a license. If we don't need the FBI to look at that NSTAR cost, it's kind of a dark and murky thing, I think, between the unions, and this is union issues again, and Murkowski. This is a sneaky little company we're dealing with.
You know something that was said by Jeff Lipscomb? He's one of the more IBEW-type candidates on the Chugach Electric Board. He's currently on there. He said even last night, he goes, well, Mr. Izzo may not have, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, Mr. Lipscomb may not have a diploma from a real credible university, but, well, he has a diploma, though. I mean, I would have fell out of my chair if I would have been there, but somebody reported that back to me. All right, thanks, Lori. I appreciate it. Thanks, folks. Have a good weekend. Glenn Beagle will be coming up here at 5:30. Don't forget, stick around for him. I'll be back Monday with more stuff. Most stuff. Hug your kids. Tell them you're proud of them. Love you.
This is CBS 11 News at 5. Not just what happens, what matters. Changes in Alaska's charter system could lessen the bang for your buck out on the high seas.